This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best sounds from the tournament, from the best, one of the best sporting events that there is. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The Cougs advance. They're going to take on Duke. How about that? Pretty cool to see Duke on the other side of things.
That's going
to
be very nice. I can't imagine like that pedigree is going to in the least bit turn.
People still scared of Duke?
That's what I'm saying. They it's not the same anymore. It's just not the same. It's not Coach K. It's none of that stuff. Because the only reason I'm saying that is you immediately saw as you're scrolling social media post game and this morning about the great A&M and UH game.
Yeah.
Well, Duke's going to be a whole different. No, it's not.
3.5.
no, it's not.
Point favorites. Yeah. The Cougs are.
Yeah.
Against Duke. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Your home of the tournament and your home of the Cougs down the stretch. We got you covered, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, come here. Get some good broadcasting.
Yeah.
On the sports leader. John Calipari, let's go through these best sounds and let's just kind of react. And J.J. Watt got credit for one of the big upsets in this tournament. Not sure if he deserved it or not. Might have to do a little digging here. But this was John Calipari. This was him heading into the tournament. This is Coach Slime talking about how his team was stacked up.
I'm looking at this team saying what I've said for how many weeks. We're built for March. Yeah. Let's go. Let's prove it.
All right. Well, they lost to
Update.
Oakland. He has won one tournament game since 2019. And afterwards, he went mystical. I mean, he went mystical. Shout out to the old school No Limit, but mystical and Silk the Shocker. He went, it ain't my fault. Here's John Calipari. Talking about what happened, what went wrong, Coach? Another choke job. Explain it, Coach Slime.
You know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
They're prepared.
I can't tell you.
Hit the slime off.
Yes.
Hit this SOB where he belongs. Goodness.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
I can't tell you how much I hate this.
Well, it's whack.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. Like, you've been living this life for a while. Like, NIL did not change the way that John Calipari should be coaching college basketball. It's been one and done for a while.
Yeah.
It's been like that
He's
for a while.
He's been doing this for 15, 18 years. I mean, and then the other part is like, he's talking in there about, they were talking. It was about the NIL has made it difficult.
Right.
Yeah, Jay Wright. They've always had veteran teams. That's always been a discussion during the tournament. Well, that veteran team against all the freshmen, dude.
That's always been the case.
That's always been the case.
As a matter of fact,
they're just getting paid now.
As a matter of fact, it might be less now
Yeah.
because now some of those veteran teams, the guys might transfer because of the portal and stuff. So it might even be less.
Yeah.
Or more because they transfer. I don't know.
To a better team. Whatever.
But regardless, like you know the rules, and don't go there and say we've made this much billion in contracts, and then expect the guys to give a damn about March.
No.
Calipari, you are a slimeball.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Self, he kind of got drugged for this. The Kansas coach, Bill Self. I like Bill Self. I kind of think this might have been some unfair headline porn. The headline was Bill Self says he's been focused on next season for a long time. Let's get the full context. Maybe you disagree, but this was Bill Self speaking after their loss to Gonzaga.
For the last month, I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but we had eight guys on scholarship, and we play, I mean, that were healthy there late. And, you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse. But we could have done a much better job as a staff putting more guys out there that we could play. And so that's something that I've thought about for a long time. And the thing about it is in basketball, early on, you can play through some things, but the course of a season, there's a grind that goes with it, and bodies get run down, injuries occur. That's all part of it. And when you don't have as much firepower that maybe you've had in past years, it certainly showed this year.
I think what he's saying is basically like we know what we have, and we've got a team that's going to be built for a while. A lot of teams do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I mean, what do coaches do? Like, do you think that, like, honestly, do you think that Bill Self right now, like, as soon as that game ended, he goes, damn, I got to go recruit. I got to figure out how to get my team ready, like... Coaches have to play chess and checkers at the same time in college because you see what your weakness is. Like, do you think that when Texas didn't have a quarterback, that the first time that, I don't know, Mack Brown or whatever decided that he was going to, that he knew that and was going to try to get a quarterback was after the bowl game?
Well, we really need a quarterback now.
You know, I was kind of living in the moment. Yeah. I really wasn't worried about it. Like, when do you get recruiting letters? You get, like, these kids are getting recruited. Of course. So, That to me was headline porn. That was unfair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he gave up on this squad.
Yeah, he didn't do that. That was headline porn.
Yeah.
Calipari, you are a slimeball.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Watt, man. How about this? J.J. Watt got some credit for one of the biggest upsets of the tournament. Utah State. They didn't quite pull off the upset yesterday. Good Lord. That was an assing.
Yes, it was.
But Utah State coach Danny Sprinkle was asked about what he's done to motivate his team and the quote that he uses. And he gave one of the best Texans of all time some credit. Was it due, though?
Get to the next day, and they've taken on that rent is due every day. I think it was J.J. Watt had the quote, you know, success is leased and rent is due every day. And the second you think that you've made it, you're going to get knocked off.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is that J.J.'s quote?
I think he said
it. He's at the top when you search it, so maybe it is. Success
was
is
that
least
from
the rent is due. I don't know. J.J. Watt.
I mean, I've heard it before.
Maybe J.J. made it popular?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Good for JJ.
Did JJ create that?
Yeah, JJ was having a hard time staying up while he was in Europe, I guess.
Oh, because he was...
watching Wisconsin and all that stuff. And who was that? Oh, the kid from Pewaukee. Grokey? Golkey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, by the way, you lost that. You can lose a game in the first half. My God, you bozos. If y'all would have just kept it together, not that I was pulling for him or anything like that, but my God, what were y'all doing? Yeah. Goodness gracious. Matt Painter. He is the coach of Purdue. He's a good coach, man. He has a guy on his squad who I believe is 7'4". His name is Zach Edey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about the notion that Edey is just good because he's tall. Here's what he had to say.
People that cover the game say he's just tall. What would you say to the people that say that, that are only looking at the size and not just the game?
Yeah, they just shouldn't cover basketball. Yeah, you know, and so like you go to school and you learn things or whatever, but we all don't like every single class we're in, right? It's kind of a necessary evil. It's like going to work. Like you don't like everybody you work with, or you don't like certain parts of your job, and you know, it's tough, right? You got to be able to deal with like certain things that are difficult. And so I just think everybody should like take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing. And I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching. And I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test. Or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for like 3 months. I think it'll help like society, you know, like just try to knock out the fools, you know, so they don't have to, you know, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
Okay.
It's a societal problem. I don't even know who's saying this, like, as writers.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear some people say it, like, in...
Like,
on the
someone covering a Purdue game would say...
I've never heard a writer say that.
Or anyone.
He's just good because he's tall.
Yeah.
You know how many stiffs there are that are tall?
I hate the tall guys that can't play sports.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's like, where'd you play? You play basketball? No, I'm an artist. Why?
So there's a star of the tournament right now, and who would you say is the star of the tournament right now, kind of the folk hero of this tournament right now?
I would say, well, Grokey's out, and yeah,
come
I don't
on.
Know
who come on
who
dude.
Am I missing
come on dude.
Who am I missing?
You know who the star of the tournament is. Come on,
who?
DJ Burns, man.
Oh, big boy.
NC State.
Yeah, yeah.
6'9", 275.
God, he's good. He's tall.
6'9", 275.
Yeah, he is good.
He's got this song. That they came out to this song right here, and I think they said that it, like, jumped up to top five. It's a Boss Man D-Lo freestyle. This song is number one because he's coming out to it.
I'm in that thing shifting, and I'm lane switching. This big zombie stand on straight business. Like Blake Griffin, he keep talking, bro,
so he's coming out with like the
and he's got
the
he's
boom
got
box.
He is moving. Yeah.
He's got the boom box.
Yep.
His dad's a probation officer. His mom's an eighth grade assistant principal.
That's cool.
Yeah, I call him Whack Randolph.
He can play.
No, I'm just. Yeah. It's a nice way of saying he's a poor man's.
Yeah,
Zach he's a poor man's Zach Randolph. So yeah. I call him Whack Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not take it too far. They're saying he's not Zach Randolph.
No, he's not Zach Randolph, but he's the epicenter right now.
I mean, they beat the crap out of North Carolina coming into this thing, and we're still an 11 seed. But he's a fun guy to watch. If he wins and the Cougs win, we'll get to see
rematch.
How Kelvin Sampson.
Oh
God,
rematch. You know it's coming. What are you rolling your eyes at? You know that's going to be, and you're going to see him running around the court, Jim Valvano. You're going to see shades of, you know, the lob that was the shot that ended up being a lob. You know it. Just prepare yourself.
One of them needs to lose.
By slamma jamma.
Oh, my God.
Jim
NC
Valvano.
State versus the Phi slamma jamma.
Yep.
All right, one of them needs to lose.
Now you're cheering for them.
And you know it wouldn't be a tournament as we conclude the best sounds if it weren't for some bit coaching from Tom Izzo. Here's Tim Izzo, Tom Izzo, bit Izzo after his team got bounced in the second round.
I'm getting back to a deeper run in this tournament. I'm going to die trying.
All right, bit.
Oh, okay.
Coming up, D'Amico Ryan speaks on the new additions. A big week for Cal and the Cougs. An instant classic next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.